The North Carolina Values Coalition said Tuesday that Democrat Rachel Hunt should not be seated in the North Carolina General Assembly because the group said it uncovered evidence of 300 improperly counted absentee mail ballots in her race against Republican Bill Brawley. But Hunt was sworn in Wednesday, joining Mecklenburg's nearly all Democratic legislative delegation. WFAE's Steve Harrison has more.
The North Carolina Values Coalition said the State Board of Elections had committed malfeasance when it told county elections boards last year to consider allowing absentee mail votes in which the dates on the signatures from witnesses differed from the date on the signature of the voter. The conservative group said it found at least 300 improperly marked ballots in the North Carolina House 103 race, where Rachel Hunt defeated Bill Brawley by 68 votes. Hunt won the absentee mail vote by a large margin, 1,334 to 854.
They went through, I guess they've been combing through our absentee ballots, and obviously we've got a close race, so this was a good one to pick. And they've gone through and looked at them and have found some that they question.
That's Mecklenburg Elections Director Michael Dickerson. He said the State Board of Elections had sent county boards a memo in April saying to consider counting mail votes even if the dates on the signatures were different. The state had said it was possible that the mismatched dates could be the result of error, and it only included the dates as a starting point for a possible investigation. The Values Coalition called on the Republican-controlled State House to not seat Hunt pending an investigation, just as the Democratic-controlled U.S. House has said it will do with Republican Mark Harris, whose campaign is being investigated for possible absentee mail vote fraud. But on Wednesday, Hunt was sworn in, along with all other legislators. Patrick Gannon, a spokesperson for the State Elections Board, told Media Tuesday that the allegations, quote, missed the mark in terms of being a credible allegation of misconduct. On Wednesday, Gannon said state investigators have opened a case and are reviewing the complaint from the Values Coalition. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.